Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Live from downtown San Francisco, it's Sports Overnight America.
No regret. That's my motto. That and everybody Wing Chun tonight.
Sports Overnight America with Matt Kolsky.
When people hear me describing it over the radio, they are going to remember that AM radio is a viable and modern source for news and entertainment.
Give us a call, 1-800-878-7529.
I used to be number one in this town, but people don't listen to AM like they used to. Seems like it's more about FM and color TV.
That's stupid.
It sure is, Kevin.
He's the voice of America. Fair, balanced, and unbiased. It's your host, Matt Colson.
Are you trying to make me look stupid in front of the other guests?
They need any help from me, sir.
That's right.
Hour number one, right now.
This is the one that brings us back. Soon, AM radio will reign king once more.
They wanna get my gold on the ceiling.
Hello.
Holy Christ, it works.
That's what I like to hear, Jerry. Welcome to Sports Overnight America, the Sunday night edition. It is a big night, Jerry. I am positively glowing to be on the air tonight. I could not be more excited. It is, I hope that we look back on today for years to come as a monumental day in the history of sports in this country.
Why, just because I'm drunk again?
Have you not heard the news, Jerry?
Michael Sam's, good for him.
Okay, good. Michael Sam, SEC Defensive Player of the Year and likely third to fifth round NFL draft pick, has come out of the closet, has announced to the world, to the country, to anyone who's listening, that he is a proud gay man, as he put it. And I just...
Good for him.
This is a big deal. Good for him. It's a big deal for our society. We're going to talk about that and all the other happenings in the sports world tonight, but I'm really excited to have a chance to talk about this on the day that it occurred. That is up next on Sports Overnight America.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. Health insurance is on everybody's mind right now. You either don't have it, or you have it and you think it's too expensive. And you probably feel like you don't have any options. We can help. We are InSphere Insurance Solutions. We offer health insurance plans from major carriers nationwide and likely have a plan that can save you money. Whether you're self-employed, on a COBRA plan that's about to expire, or you simply don't have health insurance where you work and you need it, InSphere Insurance Solutions can help you. Our agents will help you find coverage you can afford. InSphere Insurance Solutions is an authorized agency in all 50 states, including the District of Columbia. Plans may not be available in all states. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Waiting for settlement or annuity payments but need cash now? Stop waiting years for your money. Now you have a better choice. We're Novation, and we'll pay a large lump sum of cash in exchange for settlement or annuity payments. You get the upfront cash you need and let Novation do the waiting. Call our toll-free assistance line right now and get our free DVD that explains in easy-to-understand terms how you can turn future settlement or annuity payments into cash. At Novation, we've helped thousands of people improve their lives. How? By listening to each customer with respect and tailoring a cash solution that met their individual needs. Let Novation help you too. Call now and get your free DVD rushed to you today. Our specialists are standing by awaiting your call. Call 800-541-0769. That's 800-541-0769. Again, call 800-541-0769. Simply call Novation toll-free at 800-541-0769 and get your money when you need it.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
I'd like to say thank you on behalf of the group and ourselves. I hope we pass the audition.
Just let me hear some of that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it.
We are back.
I had to do this, Kolsky. I know you don't like this, but you know it was 50 years ago tonight the Beatles first performed on the Ed Sullivan Show.
Yeah, Jerry, I got no problem with the Beatles. I'm okay with playing the Beatles in Beatle-relevant situations. I just don't want all the music on our show.
Every day is a Beatle-relevant situation. If it weren't the Beatles, there were no 60s.
All right, Jerry. But without getting into your deep existential analysis of the Beatles, let's just say when there's anniversaries and stuff, go ahead. I just don't want us to be playing the 70s in and out of every break. And I think that's a reasonable request
on
my part.
This is 1964.
Or the 60s, or the 50s, or any time before the 2000s, quite frankly.
Okay, that's fair.
Although I am partial to the 90s myself. Anyway.
I don't remember the 90s.
I can believe that. There are a number of ways to get in touch with the program. 1-800-878-7529 is the phone number. You can tweet me at the Kolsky, K-O-L-S-K-Y. The is spelled just as you expect it to be, T-H-E. The Kolsky. What else, Jerry? Can they Facebook you? Is that a thing?
They can Facebook me. We have Sports Overnight America. You can go there.
Yeah, you can always go.
Just go to my Facebook page. It's Jerry Burke, G-E-R-R-I-E-B-U-R-K-E. I'm the only one spelled
but
that
anyway,
way.
But anyway, if you want me to see it or hear it right away, give us a call, 1-800-878-7529, or the Twitter machine thing. I've got that locked and loaded.
Big doings next week.
What's that?
And it'd be nice for you to be in the studio.
I will not be in studio. I will be out of town, actually. Oh. I'm not sure I'm going to make next week's program. We had yet to discuss that. The post-show production meeting, which we're now going to have on air during
Kolsky,
our first segment. Don't tell me Bill Lee's going to be in town.
Well, he's going to be in town. Also, two gorgeous women from Pennsylvania are going to be in town. Sistas are going to be in studio with us. Lori and Phaedra Hudak are going to be here.
Well, sadly, I have a wedding in Los Angeles.
It's not my fault.
No, I mean, it's your fault that you didn't plan better for the attractive women to be in studio. I mean, we could have coordinated, but no, I hear about it for the first time Sunday.
They're mine anyway. Mine.
You know, Jerry,
mine.
Always been selfish.
Damn, Skippy. Damn right I am. Back to this Michael Sam thing. Good for him.
We're going to talk Michael Sam. And anyone who wants to jump in, I would love to hear perspective on this. I was watching some SportsCenter earlier in the night, and apparently they do some sort of weird three stars thing on SportsCenter where the anchors each pick a star, and then the country, America, picks a star. Right. And America's star today was Michael Sam, and good for America. Yeah. And I got to say, I think the time is right. Yep. I think, look, it would be great if Peyton Manning was gay and he could come out, but I don't think he is. Right. So, you know, this is a kid who is the SEC Defensive Player of the Year. And even though he was a third to fifth round draft pick projection before anything happened, you know, he's not a first rounder. He's a productive, quality football player.
We're not
player.
Talking a nickelback for Vanderbilt here.
No, he's a tough SOB. He played throughout the season with his teammates and family and so on, knowing he was gay. And obviously, you know, he says his teammates were totally behind him. There's been a lot of public comment from his teammates supporting him since he came out earlier today. So, you know, that all seems to
have gone okay.
Well,
okay.
My point in bringing up Peyton Manning was to say, are there more perfect cases in terms of, you know, someone to dispel stereotypes?
Sure.
If Jadeveon Clowney had come out, would that be something that inspired more progress than this? Possibly, but this is a quality player, a productive college player who is going to be a pro, and if he's not drafted at all, then there is something fishy going on.
In 1942, they took a poll of male Major League Baseball players. Four-fifths of them, 80% said they would have absolutely no problem playing with an African-American ball player. 80%
right.
of them. Now,
and I think that's about where we're at, if we're honest.
If they did a poll of NFL players, I'm pretty sure – I'm not saying 80% exactly. Let's just say somewhere between 60 and 80. Fair enough?
Yeah, I think that's a neighborhood.
Okay.
Yeah.
The only people that are going to have a problem with this – are people that have no business sticking their nose into it anyway.
Well, that and also people who, quite frankly, and you know, I guess this is a good thing, although it'd be better if people weren't bigots, but the people who are bigoted, you know, we live in a world where those people are not really tolerated in the public forum. So
They'll find their faces,
Sam,
but they'll find a way to get their voice heard. You know,
Sam is drafted and ends up having a teammate who doesn't approve of homosexuality, then that teammate is not likely to cause much of a stir because that is not the popular opinion, and
right.
he's likely to be shamed for that opinion.
Right.
So
here's the other...
I think we're at a place just in terms of the social environment within the NFL. I think we're at a place where Michael Sam can feel reasonably safe and reasonably supported by his community. And are there going to be some bigots on the outside? Yes, but that's why it's a brave thing that he's done, is he's going to deal with plenty of ridiculous offensive criticism from fans in places like Twitter and message boards
and yelling
at him from the stands. Just hold on, Jerry. And he knows he's going to deal with that, but I love not only his courage in coming out and all of that stuff, but what I love about this, beyond the courage, beyond the fact that he's a productive, successful player, is he seems to be... I watched what portions of the Outside the Lines interview were broadcast on SportsCenter tonight, and he seems to be an eloquent individual who's capable of expressing his feelings and his stance and what made him decide to come out under these circumstances at this time, and how he feels about his own identity as a gay man, as a football player. And I was so impressed by the way he spoke about it. And I was so impressed by at least what he's putting forth as his attitude in taking this step and being, you know, an important first in the football world. I quite literally nearly was brought to tears by this whole thing, and happy tears of, you know, experiencing a progressive, exciting moment in the history of this country and sports in this country. And I feel even though I'd never heard the guy's name really before today, and I'm sure I heard his name, I didn't know much about him before today. I feel proud of him. I feel proud of America. And I could not be more thrilled about this situation.
Well, the couple of things he has going for him in doing this. A, This is not something that is foreign or unfamiliar or not known by people that are close to him. This is not something where he's going to have a first cousin that's going to go, oh, my goodness. No. Everyone knew, and I say everybody, people who were close to him, or not even very close, but close, they all knew he was gay. So this is not something that's, okay. Secondly, the other thing that's going, like you said, quality ball player. Is this Lawrence Taylor coming out of North Carolina? No, but I got news for you. He's not, you know, pick your slump coming out of college.
Well, he's not Jason Collins, which I think is kind of an important thing because Jason Collins took a very brave step, and I applaud him for that as well. But the fact is he has not played in an NBA game since. And as much as we might like to point to discrimination or bigotry, I think there's a very legitimate argument to be made that it has nothing to do with that. It's a simple matter of the guy.
Isn't that good?
Well, he's not good enough.
Right.
That we're sure he ought to be on a team if he hadn't.
He's good enough to get a 10-day call-up. That's about it.
Maybe. And as a veteran, you have to pay him extra for that because of his experience. So there are very legitimate sports reasons that he might not be on an NBA roster. Sure. And so, you know, that's not the case with Michael Sam. There are no legitimate sports reasons for him to be anywhere but the NFL next year.
Now, here's a couple of other things. Now, we're here in San Francisco, so we have – And for those of you listening on Sirius XM Channel 92, we're not disparaging anybody who lives in the Bible Belt. We're not saying that you're less than we are, even though you are. Oh, but we live in San Francisco. I live in San Francisco. You're in Berkeley, right across the bay. You may as well be here. We live in a society here where it is, let's be honest, I look at it, I mean, I was raised this way, but even being here, it's like being left-handed or right-handed. Nobody gives it a second thought if you're gay or bisexual or whatever here in San Francisco.
Yeah.
Now, there are, and like I said, I'm not. These are nice towns, but these are not towns where I would want to be the minority looking out sometimes. Indianapolis, Atlanta, towns like that. Even you can make an argument for Cincinnati, too. It's a very conservative town.
Yeah, I mean, I think you're going in a little hard on Indiana and Atlanta, but
whoever gets him is getting a good ball player. What I'm hoping is he gets drafted by a team that's in a geographical area where it's Arizona. If he gets drafted by Arizona, I think there may be a problem because how conservative that whole state is. If he's drafted by the Niners or the Raiders, I think he's in better shape.
At the same time, though, Jerry, first of all, I think it'd be great for a really progressive place to draft him. I think it'd be great for an organization like the Raiders or Niners that would really be able to, without alienating any of their fan base.
Baltimore's another town like that.
Well, you'd be able to really celebrate the achievement of having the first openly gay NFL player.
In Baltimore, they could. In San Francisco, they could. I can say that for a fact. Yeah. I've lived in both towns.
Well, okay, but here's the problem is I think on a certain level, you question whether that's how you want to handle it because I think there's a lot of power in Michael Sam being nothing more and nothing less than just another NFL player. And
the thing is, in those two towns, in San Francisco and in Baltimore, I think that's the way it would be treated. They wouldn't give it a second thought.
Well, in that respect, yes. But I'm saying those towns would celebrate it, and of course that would be a good thing. But it might not be so bad. Look, would it potentially be harder for him to endear himself to certain portions of the fan base? Yes, but in a way, I feel like those portions of the fan base, I feel like it's good and progressive for them to be forced to deal with a Michael Sam, particularly if Michael Sam can come out and be an effective player.
I'm going to say two towns specifically where this would be a problem. Two teams. In Arizona and Cincinnati. Those are two of the most conservative towns and or states, specifically cities, that we have NFL teams. Those two cities. That's the only two places I can see him getting drafted where it might be a problem. And I know it's terrible to say, but
I don't entirely disagree with your premise, Jerry, but I almost think having him play in a place like that and be successful in a place like that would be an even more
a bigger accomplishment
thing.
Yeah, it would be. I agree.
Because I think we can agree there are already gay players in the NFL. They just haven't felt comfortable coming out.
What I'm saying is, do you want to throw that on a 22-year-old kid? I don't.
Well,
but he seems like, you know what, but he's doing
about
to himself.
The kid is he made this decision on his own.
Yeah, good point. Yeah, that's true. You're right.
He sounded confident. And the most noteworthy thing to me was at the beginning of the Outside the Lines interview, Chris Connolly says, Michael Sam, tell us why you're here. And he says, I am here to tell everyone that I am a proud, openly gay man. And that just you know, set the perfect tone for I'm owning this. I am me, and I want to be every bit of me in public. And I am brimming with pride, despite not knowing a thing about the kid, beside what I learned today. I am brimming with pride over this, and I can't say enough good things about it. And we'll get a little more into it coming up next on Sports Overnight America.
Sirius XM Channel 92.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312.
Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge sales. Savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
In 2000, the U.S. national debt was $5.6 trillion, and gold was $272 an ounce. By 2010, the U.S. debt was $13.5 trillion. Gold had risen to $1,421. Today, our government is projecting over $20 trillion of debt in the year 2016. Isn't it time you own gold? You can't control federal spending, but you can control where you put your investment dollars. Goldline has safely delivered billions of dollars in gold to its clients for over 50 years. Diversifying with gold is a smart strategy. Call Goldline today to receive your free investor kit. 800-319-9027. Ask them about payment options and read their important risk information to see if buying gold is right for you. Use your credit card for safety and convenience. Don't wait. Call Goldline today. 800-319-9027. 800-319-9027.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
When we were kids and my brothers and I played cowboys and Indians, I was always the Chinese railroad worker.
Sirius and XM Channel 92. It is Sports Overnight America. one 800 878 7529, that is the number. Last time the cops pulled me over, I told them I was Jerry Burke. That's the story we're going with. Kolsky will be rejoining us shortly. I emphasize the adverb at the end of the sentence there. We're talking about Michael Sams. If you haven't heard, and I'm sure those of you in the Bible Belt are down in your basements right now mixing up your chemicals.
All right, Jerry.
What?
Okay. Why do you have to keep taking shots at the Bible Belt?
Because they're idiots. They are.
Anyone, I don't even know what Jerry's including in his mysterious idiot-filled Bible Belt, but for any of those of you who want to call in and take Jerry to task, we are accepting those calls. 1-800-878-7529. Also, if you want to talk about the Michael Sam news again, I just love everything about the way this was handled. I watched what they aired of the Outside the Lines interview on SportsCenter tonight, and it was... It just watching Michael Sam speak, he's a confident, intelligent, well-presented individual. He's someone that is owning who he is in a direct and positive way. And I just think, you know, we'll find out. There's going to be a lot of tests in front of him. And he's chosen
not as much,
to do
not as
something.
Much as you, I don't think there'll be that much. I really don't. And any issues that do come are not, I don't think they're going to come from one player or from anyone in the league. I think any player that steps forward, I think they realize that they're in the minority and they should keep their mouth shut. I think it's clear to the point now. I think any
well, no, Jerry, you're right. There's not going to be a ton of public like we said, people are not going to be that overt about their bigotry because it's a shameful thing at this point in this country's history, but people are going to be bigoted and people are, you know, look, there's going to be one or two or five guys in his locker room who think he's going to hell because he's gay or whatever. And he's going to deal with, I'm sure, some particularly special hazing, depending on where he goes. Look, there's a lot of ins and a lot of outs to something like this. And there are twists that we don't anticipate as well. I think we'd be kidding ourselves if we thought this was going to be super easy for Michael Sam, even just from a managing the PR explosion standpoint. Everywhere he goes, he's going to be asked these questions.
I got news for you. It is the front story. You go to CNN.com, MSNBC.com.
Exactly.
You pick a .com. I got news for you. The Olympics are going on right now. There's a terrorist threat in Sochi, Russia. Guess what the lead story is?
Yeah, it's Michael Sam, and it's news in America. It's not just sports news or, you know, gay rights news. It's news. It's front page news. And with that comes a lot. You know, we talk about, and this is only vaguely relatable, but we talk about Tim Tebow and his NFL career and how later in his career, people said that the dealing with the PR storm wasn't worth having him on the team. Now, this kid, Michael Sam, appears to me to be someone who should be able to contribute football-wise much better than Tim Tebow, so it shouldn't be relatable on that front. But just from a news coverage standpoint, everywhere he goes his rookie year, everywhere he goes up to the draft, all of this is going to be scrutinized and followed and broken down. So there's going to be challenges, and I think you're crazy if you don't see that. But that's, again, why I feel so strongly about the way he presented himself. He came out in a very straightforward way. He was very direct. There was one point where he was being asked about sort of just his upbringing and his life, and he talked about having at least one, if not multiple, siblings who were killed, and at least one brother who's in jail right now, and all the tragedy he's witnessed and the strife he's had to deal with growing up. And how, you know, compared to those struggles, he doesn't feel like identifying himself with who he really is.
Yeah, and here's the one thing I think people should keep the, you know, when you say keep your eye on the ball. This was the SEC Defensive Player of the Year. This is not a kicker.
And that's where we get to. And obviously, you know, look, this is brand news and we're talking about an important thing. So we're obviously going to pay a lot of attention to the gay part. But that's where, again, I thought he did such a good job of, you know, when Chris Connolly asked him, how does this affect your NFL career? What do you think? Blah, blah, blah. He really talked about football. He said, I'm a football player.
Yeah.
And at one point in the interview, he said, listen, I'm a gay man. I'm an African-American man. I'm a college graduate.
Yeah.
And I'm a football player. And those are all part of who I am. And the football player part is what pertains to the NFL.
And that's exactly
how it should be. And hold on, Jerry, because I want to also point out the NFL, look, he's not in the NFL, and he's a likely draft pick. So obviously, you know, they wanted to make a statement. But I love the way the NFL's statement reads. It's very short and to the point. It's very simple. I'm going to read the entire thing. It says, quote, "We admire Michael Sam's honesty and courage. Michael is a football player. Any player with ability and determination can succeed in the NFL. Right. We look forward to welcoming and supporting Michael Sam in 2014. Doesn't matter that he's gay. If he can play,
he can play here. Right.
And that
well, I forgot that
is the NFL's attitude, Jerry, in so many ways, whether it's guys with off the field trouble, whether it's guys who, you know, maybe had trouble in the first couple stops in their career, right, and are getting a second or third or fourth chance. Anyone who can get on the field with ability and determination to succeed can play in the NFL.
And here's the other thing. Larry Bird had a great line once. He said, if you're thinking about somebody's sexuality while you're on the field, whether pro or, you know, straight, gay, a woman, a guy, otherwise, you're not paying attention to the game. I don't want you on my team. You know, how many people during the course of a game should be thinking about somebody's sexuality? You should be thinking about the guy you're supposed to cover. If this is that big of an issue for you on the field, get out of the game.
Yeah, maybe you're the one with the problem.
Yeah, exactly.
And I just, you know, look, I think that is the general attitude we are reading from around the NFL.
I hope the Niners get him.
I think that would be nice. I think that would be nice.
He's also a good ball player.
Yeah.
I'd like to have him here.
And honestly, it's funny.
Here it calls. We got a hard break coming up here in 15, man.
Okay. We're going to step aside. But I want to talk about the football side of it a little more coming up. And there's other things happening in the sports world as well. The Marcus Smart thing is something I want to get into. So plenty more up next. Sports Overnight America on Sports Byline and Sirius XM Channel 92.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
Do you know what kind of a gold mine we got here?
Kurt, Chuck can see what you're holding up.
But Bob can't.
You toss aside like a pile of leaves. I've got to find some better weeds. 4 or 5 meters to run around the bend.
We are back on Sports Overnight America. Sunday night edition, Matt Kolsky with Jerry Burke.
Hello.
Talking Michael Sam mostly so far. The SEC Defensive Player of the Year at Missouri, who came out today during an interview on ESPN's Outside the Lines and a print interview with the New York Times, and is likely to become the NFL's first openly gay player coming up in the 2014-15 season.
Let me ask you something.
Yeah.
Let's just say, for the sake of argument, this is not going to happen. Let's just say it does. Let's say he doesn't get drafted.
Yeah, well, I mean,
okay.
I think...
Now, of course, obviously, everyone's going to
First of all, before we get into this, 1-800-878-7529, the phone number. You can tweet me at the Kolsky, K-O-L-S-K-Y, the K-O-L-S-K-Y on Twitter. If you want to hit us up that way, any thoughts anyone else has on
this?
I really think it's a big deal.
I know this is going to sound bizarre, but in a way, I think it would actually advance the cause of the LGBT rights in this country if he did not get drafted.
And why? Let
me explain why. I think, given the fact of who he is, how he presented himself, what kind of player he is, and if the old boys club decided they didn't want him because of that, if 32 teams got together and said, I think that would cause such a hue and cry from the public of, like, what is wrong with you people, that I think in the big picture, I think it would be do more for the rights and the advancement of the LGBT, which, if you don't know, that stands for lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender. That's what they call it out here. But that I think that would do more for the cause, because to show what people's ignorance could be if he did not get drafted. I know he's going to, and it's good, he should. But if he doesn't, I think that would actually show the rest of the world how bigoted some people can be, and that may actually be a good thing. I know that sounds terrible, but
I'm not sure I agree. I mean, frankly,
you can see the point.
It's an interesting. I see the point that you're making. Here's why I don't think I agree. Is I think if that were to happen, then I think we're at a very different place in our social evolution than I believe us to be as a country and as a sports world.
I agree with you,
and
that's my point. I agree with you, and that's my point.
Right.
My point is, I think the rest of society would look at the NFL and say, what is wrong with you people? I truly believe that would happen.
That's just it. Is the NFL, is as an entity, is aware enough. I heard it mentioned today, Roger Goodell's younger brother, I think, is gay.
Yeah, he is.
And so there's, between the commissioner being an aware, intelligent individual.
Right, and you're talking about three cities in particular that have the social climate for it. San Francisco, Baltimore, and you could throw New Orleans in there too.
I really don't think it's that. Again, I understand the things that you're saying, but I think if the things that you're saying are relevant, then we're way more backwards than I thought.
I can speak for you on this one. You and I live in San Francisco.
Jerry, listen
to me, Matt. There is a whole section of country that goes between.
Jerry, I know that. I grew up in the Midwest.
That doesn't think like us. There's a whole.
I understand that.
Right.
But that is not the national atmosphere on the issue. The national atmosphere on the issue is becoming increasingly progressive. And because of exactly what you're saying
on the coasts,
the fact that there would be an outcry to an extent,
right? There would be
something. You just listen for a second.
I am.
the existence of the national atmosphere that would create such an outcry means that the NFL won't handle itself that way. Because as much as anything, the NFL is aware of its public, is aware of the fact that it's a business that is out to please the public, and they rarely, if ever, fail to do that. So I don't think there's really any chance that that's how it goes down. That being said, I do think there will be, whether they're vocal or not, people who are idiotic and
people picketing every ballpark he plays in. We know that.
Well, I don't know if picketing, but again, there will be people voicing, however quietly, their opposition.
There'll be groups they're picketing. I'm not saying big groups, but
that's not even it. The point is, there will be challenges, and that's why I think this deserves the celebration that it's getting. This is a brave thing, and even if we're in a place, for instance, even if we're in a place in America right now that is much friendlier to the gay community than America was to the black community in the early 40s, there are still going to be challenges. That's just the way.
Well, here's the one difference I'm going to throw at you, Matt. And believe me, this is Sports Overnight America and Sirius and XM Channel 92. We're not trying to make this into a great sociological study here, but
that's one of the great things about today is we get to talk about this.
That's true, and plus I'm the producer, so I get to do what I want. But no, truth and told be told, there are a lot of people out there, whether they're right or wrong, there are a lot of people who will make this correlation between this country's look, so to speak, at African Americans in the early mid 40s and the gay community. Now, here's what a lot of people, I mean, the majority, no, but there are a lot of people who think this. You cannot choose to be African American or white. Let me finish, Matt. There are a lot of people.
But Jerry, I don't have time for those people.
There's a lot of people Matt, let me finish the damn sentence. There are a lot of people out there who think you choose to be gay.
I don't have time for those people.
But they're going to make noise, and people are going to listen to them only because they're dissension.
Well, see, I don't think so.
I do.
I don't think so.
And it sucks. It sucks because those people are idiots. I understand that.
I agree they're going to make noise. I don't think people are listening anymore. And I think that's what's great about
I agree with you. The Westboro Baptist people, I understand.
Those people will make noise. They will not be listened to, nor should they. And I think that's the America we're in today. And I think
except for Fox. Fox News is going to cover this. You know it, Matt.
Yes, but Fox News is not anti-gay, Jerry.
Oh, Christ almighty, they are. They are.
They're not taking a public
they're not anti-gay, but they're not pro-gay right either, man. Come on,
well,
Matt, please.
Jerry, I guarantee – Jerry, oh. You're talking about what you and I know to be the subversive views of Fox News. What they will broadcast will be universal support for this. And I think, again, that's what's noteworthy about the social climate in America right now is we don't really tolerate idiot bigots. And even though those people will make noise and they're certainly going to be out there and going to continue to be out there, I'm sure, for years to come, we don't respect their voice. And so...
No, I agree with you. I agree with you, but there's...
That's different. There were respected racists in the public eye in the 40s. There are not respected people with strong anti-gay sentiments in today.
Are you on crack?
No, Jerry.
There is an entire society that listens to people like Sean Hannity and thinks what he said, or Glenn Beck, what they say is the Bible, for Christ's sake. And these people are so anti-gay, it's nauseating. And you're trying to tell me there's no part of society that listens to those people?
You're missing my point entirely because you don't listen. And so it's hard to understand what you said. No, you didn't, Jerry. I'm not saying there aren't people who have anti-gay sentiments that are popular. What I'm saying is Sean Hannity can't go on the radio and say, I hate gays. He can't. Sean Hannity. No, he does not.
Oh, sorry. He veils it in different words, but Craig, come on.
Exactly. That's the point. I'm not saying Sean Hannity's a good dude. I'm saying even dudes like Sean Hannity who have vicious anti-gay sentiment within them aren't allowed in today's America
to espouse those views loudly.
But you have to be a can of soup not to figure out what he's saying. Do you see my point?
Jerry, that's the point I was making all night that you have not been listening very closely to. This is the other side of that point. I've been saying again and again, of course he's going to face challenges. Of course there are bigots out there. But even a Sean Hannity, even let's say Rush Limbaugh was still doing sports. I don't believe Rush Limbaugh embraces the gay community. I believe he's probably bigoted. But there's no way he could go on the radio and say they shouldn't draft a gay kid. He can't take a position against homosexuals. You can't do that in 2014 in America. You will be blasted. You will be taken off the air. So I'm not saying Sean Hannity is a friend to the gay community. What I'm saying is one of the qualities of the social environment in today's America is that public overt bigotry is not really tolerated, and I think that's a good thing.
Okay, I will agree. Okay, yes, I'm agreeing with that.
That's it. That's all
but
I'm saying.
I think you're missing my. I think what you're missing is this, though. Is it the majority? No, but there is a large enough and a loud enough, and people with enough of a public forum contingency that think what Michael Sams is the next thing to being the Lucifer himself. And
yes, but what are they going to say?
They're going to be heard. They will.
What are they going to say?
But they will veil it in a way that comes across where people on Fox News don't know they're getting up there and saying you're a faggot. That's the point I'm trying to make.
Jerry, see, I think you got to dump that, buddy.
No, I don't have to dump that because I'm trying to make a point.
Yeah, but again, what are those people? What can those people actually say?
What I just said, and they will, Matt.
No, they can't say that. But you can't say that on Fox News. You can't go on Fox News and drop the F word.
You can't. No, you can't. But what I'm trying to say is they'll get up there and they'll veil it in a way where to the average person who's about as bright as a small appliance bulb, they're not going to understand that.
So what
but to someone with an IQ over soup, we can figure
it. I'm asking you,
right.
What will they say? What can they say?
I don't have the mentality to try to figure out a way to veil bigotry. I don't have that mindset.
Well, okay, but they will. So let's say they say, I don't think this kid's tough. I don't think he can be tough enough, right?
Yeah, well, exactly. Exactly. And you know what? That's a perfect example. It's a perfect example. There are people out there that will say that, and there are people that out there who are bright enough to understand what he's saying is he's gay, he's not tough. There are people who are not bright enough to understand it, but that's what those people are saying, and they're going to say that.
But, Jerry, that's why Michael Sam is so exciting. That's why this is such an exciting moment, is because now Michael Sam can go on a football field and prove them wrong.
Yeah, I agree. Yes.
That's why this is a big deal. That's why he's brave and important. And that is what I can't wait to see is when those idiots try to make those veiled commentaries. My point is,
The only
stuff that they can say is the stuff that Michael Sam can go out on the football field and prove wrong. And I can't wait to see
it. All right, let me ask him real quick. I know my answer to this. I'm glad he's a defensive player.
Yeah, he's going to put some hits on some people.
Because
I
hate to say this, but if he was a wide receiver, there's bound to be one strong safety in the league who's got a problem with it.
Yeah, but you know what else? Here's the one thing about that. You're right. There is. But I would imagine that every strong safety in the NFL wants to hit every receiver as hard as he can.
Oh, sure.
You know what I mean?
So I don't know
how much that adds to it.
But I like the fact that you're right.
It's good that he's going to get to put
he's
some
the
hits
one who gets, he's the one who. So I dare some tight end. I dare a split back.
Exactly.
Go ahead. Shoot your mouth off. Go across the middle.
Exactly. Call him some names and see what happens.
Yeah,
that's what's great. It's going to be great. It's going to be great to watch. I'm rooting for him. I hope he does great. I hope he's on my team, for God's sakes.
Yeah, you need it.
I would love to see him as a
bear.
You need some defensive players. And this is what I was going to say before we got so distracted by the social issues. This is the kind of player I love to draft.
I want him with the Ravens,
team,
man. I want my Ravens to take him.
Round, because nothing to do with his sexuality. He's a productive college player, the SEC in the toughest conference in football with the toughest defenses. He was the defensive player of the year, and he's getting downgraded because he's only 6'1 or 6'2. I love picking up a guy like that in the mid to late rounds. So by all means, Bears, go get Michael Sam. Go be the first franchise to have an openly gay player. I would love to see it. I would be proud to wear my Bears hats and jerseys if they did that. So
and you haven't been proud of that in a long time.
go to hell, Jerry. We're gonna come back and wrap this hour next. It's been the Michael Sam hour, and again, I could not be more proud or happy to be on the air talking about this on what I really feel is going to be a historic night. So we will come back and wrap this hour next, and plenty more to come on Sports Overnight America, the Sports Byline Network, and Sirius XM Channel 92.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
Who did you let down today? Your wife? Your kids? Well, how about yourself? Take a look in the mirror. If you're tired of your drug and alcohol problem, you need to fix the problem and right now, before you hurt or kill yourself, or worse yet, somebody else. Call the addiction specialist now at the Detox and Treatment Helpline, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you have private insurance, we specialize in finding you the right treatment. When you call right now, you'll speak to a recovering addict who understands what you're going through right now. Let us help you break your addiction to drug and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential and free. So if you have private insurance, take 5 minutes of your time. Call right now. I promise it'll change your life.
800-296-1325. 800-296-1325. 800-296-1325. That's 800-296-1325.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds. It's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan silver dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan silver dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229. 800-631-9229. 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now. 800-631-9229.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
Yeah, it's definitely in the right. That geezer is cruising for bruising.
We are back.
Yeah, we are.
On Sports Overnight America, Sunday Night Edition. Matt Kolsky here, Jerry Burke there. And your phone calls, 1-800-878-7529. You can tweet me at The Kolsky on Twitter, K-O-L-S-K-Y, at The Kolsky.
Can't believe you're not going to be here when you have two hot sisters in the studio.
You
suck.
Jerry, stop rubbing it in, man. You suck. This plan. You did not check with me. I have a wedding to go to. You know, it's not like I just... not showing up that day.
They're flying all the way in here from Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, just to see your sorry ass.
Yeah, well, I'm flying all the way down the Highway 5 on Friday to make it to this wedding on Sunday. I got a President's Day holiday to drive back. You know,
they're going to be in Los Angeles on Thursday.
I'll tell you, Jerry, you're no help to anyone.
And the spaceman's going to be here.
Hate you. I hate you.
And the Chinese New Year parade.
That I can take or leave.
We're going to Bills there and that, man. We're not sitting around for that.
We've talked a lot about Michael Sam this first hour. I'm sure there will be more of that.
Yeah.
I want to get into this Marcus Smart issue. He was suspended, three games today for his actions in the final seconds of a game against Texas Tech.
Yeah, let's talk about it after the news, okay?
Got involved with a fan. Yeah, we're going to get into that. And a little bit of NBA talk as well. Plenty more to come. Hours of fun. You're listening to Sports Byline Broadcast Network, Sirius XM, Channel 92. Jerry Burke, Matt Kolsky. It is Sports Overnight America.
USA Radio News, I'm Richard Stewart. North Korea has rescinded an invitation for a senior U.S. official to visit Pyongyang to seek the release of imprisoned U.S. missionary Kenneth Bae, a State Department official said on Sunday, adding civil rights activist Jesse Jackson had offered to go to Pyongyang to try to free Bae. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry will begin a trip this week to China, South Korea, Indonesia, and the United Arab Emirates, the State Department said on Sunday, at a time of high tensions in Asia over China's increasingly assertive territorial claims. White House officials are giving a dismissive Gallic shrug to French President François Hollande's personal drama and preparing a state visit to showcase strong U.S.-French cooperation on a host of global priorities. Hollande arrives solo on Monday to begin 2 days of pomp and ceremony, including a high-profile visit to Thomas Jefferson's Monticello estate. This is IRN USA News.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to begin? Do you fear your job is in jeopardy, or is your business income reduction keeping you awake at night? We're in the best time in 25 years to make a fortune in real estate without using your money or credit. My name is Ron LeGrand, and I've taught 500,000 people to do just that and personally bought hundreds of houses myself. If you'll call 800-591-5320, 24 hours, and leave your information, I'll send you the first 500 callers my hot new CD, Foreclosure Fortunes, and my best-selling book to help you get started absolutely free. I'll show you how to build a six-figure income part-time with no previous experience and no license, even if you're a busy professional. Call 800-591-5320, 24 hours, and get my new book and CD free. That's 800-591-5320. Take your life back and make this your best year ever. Call 800-591-5320 now.
Recently, President Obama faced an awkward situation during a Google video chat. Correspondent Jason Wirt has more.
President Obama had an awkward moment during an online Google video chat when an angry fry cook confronted him over problems with the health care law. Darnell Summers took the president to task because his hours were cut to part-time so his employer could avoid the Affordable Care Act's mandate to give health care to full-time employees. The president never directly answered Summers' question. He talked about the states needing to raise the minimum wage. IRN USA Radio News, I'm Jason Wirt.
A man was rescued and a woman was missing after they jumped off an icy highway bridge in Arkansas into frigid water on Saturday to avoid being struck by a jackknife truck, officials said. The two had been in a multi-car accident at about 2 a.m. Central Standard Time and were outside their cars with Arkansas State Police and emergency equipment when the tractor-trailer truck skidded on ice toward them, police said. This is IRN USA News.
My name is Jeannie. I'm able to work from home and be a full-time mom, and that means everything to me.
Hi, how in the world are you anyway? This is Andy Willoughby with the Three-Step Plan Home-Based Business System. Thousands of Americans are successfully working from home with the Three-Step Plan.
My name is Bill. I've been able to pay off all of my bills and save money.
To find out how you could work from home with your own home-based business, go to 3-STEP-USA or call 800-480-2102. 800-480-2102.
The United States on Saturday expressed concern over reported violations of a shaky ceasefire agreement between South Sudan's government and rebel forces and urged the removal of foreign fighters engaged in the conflict. A Russian cathedral has come under attack. We get more on this story from correspondent Precious Watson.
According to Russian investigators, a gunman opened fire in a cathedral off the Pacific coast, killing a nun, a parishioner, and wounding six other people. The Federal Investigative Committee said in a statement that Russian law enforcement officers detained the 24-year-old suspect at the scene of the crime and were trying to determine why the man had attacked the Russian Orthodox Cathedral. The man worked for a private security firm and was armed with a rifle, but his name was not released. Concerns about security in Russia are especially high due to the Winter Olympics in Sochi. With IRN USA News, I'm Precious Watson.
Separatist rebels from Pakistan's resource-rich Baluchistan province have blown up three gas pipelines, cutting supplies to the country's most economically important province, an official from a state-owned gas company said Monday. 600 people left the besieged ruins of rebel-held central Homs on Sunday, escaping more than a year of hunger and deprivation caused by one of the most protracted blockades of Syria's devastating conflict. The evacuees, mainly women, children, and old men, were brought out by the UN and Syrian Red Crescent on the third day of an operation, during which the aid convoys came under fire. Richard Stewart, IRN USA News.
This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000, or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298.
Hello, Radio Land. Are you ready? Because Matt is.
I'm all over the place. I'm wishy-washy. I'm what do they used to call it, Kerry? I'm a flip-flopper. Flip-flopper.
He's broadcasting Wunderkind.
And now I'm confused again. Because now I don't think
you're locked in for hour number two.
Konnichiwa, bitches.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I break your concentration?
Sports Overnight America.
If you try it, your veins will melt or whatever.
Fair, balanced, and unbiased. It's your host, Matt Kolsky.
Where's that?
I got time tables and a microphone.
Welcome into hour number two, Overnight America, the Sunday night edition. Matt Kolsky here with you. Jerry Burke also in the building.
Damn Skippy.
And just kind of celebrating on what I think is a historic day in sports.
I got a phone call during the news. Someone asked if you and I were gay. I said, doesn't matter, does it? And they got upset with me.
Really?
Yeah, they said, are you and Matt gay? I said, does it matter? And they went, yeah. I said, well, we're not going to tell you. I mean, it shouldn't matter what your orientation, race, color, creed is. This is something to celebrate.
Yeah, I agree with that.
For the record, Matt and I are straight.
Yeah, I'm not gay.
Although, as they said in Stripes, I am willing to learn.
See, I think that's just counterproductive, Jerry. Your jokes are counterproductive. But that's true all the time, and it hasn't stopped you yet.
No,
true, so.
Truth be told, it shouldn't matter what your race. It shouldn't matter what your
no, it shouldn't. I mean, I'm happy to answer that question.
That's not to say I don't find you an attractive man, Matt.
I don't find you an attractive man. It's a day I think for intelligent progressive people to celebrate.
And then you can listen to the show too. Yeah, 30 seconds.
All right. Well, we can continue talking about this. I have some other things to get into as well. I want to talk about Marcus Smart. While we're making progress in one area, people are... Well, I guess we'll get into it. Marcus Smart suspended the game. That coming up next.
Uh-oh. It is Sports Overnight America, Sirius, and XM Channel 92.
my joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. Who did you let down today? Your wife? Your kids? Well, how about yourself? Take a look in the mirror. If you're tired of your drug and alcohol problem, you need to fix the problem and right now, before you hurt or kill yourself, or worse yet, somebody else. Call the addiction specialist now at the Detox and Treatment Helpline, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you have private insurance, we specialize in finding you the right treatment. When you call right now, you'll speak to a recovering addict who understands what you're going through right now. Let us help you break your addiction to drug and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential and free. So if you have private insurance, take 5 minutes of your time. Call right now. I promise it'll change your life. 800-296-1325. 800-296-1325. 800-296-1325. That's 800-296-1325. Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
As all the fans know, you know, I tested all the drugs, but I don't believe it should have been mandatory.
Welcome back into Sports Overnight America.
Our boy,
Bill Lee, I can certify he's a drug tester.
He's been studying for years. You know, he had one of the great... Well, you know what? I don't know if you ever heard this story. Back, he was traded on Pearl Harbor Day 1978 from the Red Sox to the Montreal Expos. He's a great... By the way, this is Sports Overnight America, Sirius and XM Channel 92. 1-800-878-7529 is the number. There's other ways to get a hold of us. We'll get to that in a second.
Thank you for taking care of the business there, Jerry.
Damn Skippy. So... he's traded, and during spring training rolls around, and of course the Red Sox and the Expos have a couple of spring training games, and of course the first time that the Red Sox and the Expos get together, every media outlet in the city of Boston, or in all of New England for that matter, is clamored around Bill Lee's locker after one of the games. And now, and I forgot who the reporter was, they said, now that you're away from the Red Sox, Bill, can we ask you if there was ever a problem with drugs on the Red Sox? And of course, Bill said, yeah, there was way too much alcohol, nicotine, and tobacco use, nicotine and caffeine use. Another reporter, and I believe it was George Kimball, who asked it. He said, no, was there a problem with marijuana? And now Bill's trying to deflect all of this away from it. You know, he doesn't want to rat his friends out or anything like that. And so Bill gets up there and says, how could there have been a problem with it? I've been using it since 1968, and I never had a problem with it.
Yeah.
Next day, the headline in the Boston Phoenix, swear to God, Spaceman is gone, has been since 1968. Bowie Kuhn fined him $250 for making remarks, they weren't good for baseball or whatever it was. The ACLU filed suit against Major League Baseball. He ended up winning the suit. But yes, Spaceman is gone, has been since 68. We can attest to the fact that he is, but in a very good way.
And I'm sure that the ACLU lawsuit really ingratiated him to baseball.
Yeah, but the thing was, well, Bill paid the fine anyway because he didn't send. He was supposed to make the check payable to the league office, and he was afraid Bowie Kuhn would try to bring Nixon back or something like that. So he made the check out to St. Mary's Mission in Big Lake, Alaska. They said it would keep them in moose meat for the summer. That's our boy Bill.
All right, so let's get back to modern times. The
Chaplin flick.
Thank you. The Michael Sam story is the big story of the day, and that's kind of overshadowed the Marcus Smart story. Both MS. Interesting. Common initials. In any event, Marcus Smart has been suspended 3 games. It's after an incident at the end of Oklahoma State's game against Texas Tech, where he stumbled into the crowd after a block attempt and got into an altercation with a Texas Tech fan where Marcus Smart ended up shoving the fan.
Which is a no-no.
Well, okay, so there's a number of levels to this. Marcus Smart told Oklahoma State coaches and other people said initially that they thought he had been called a racial slur by this fan. And as it turns out, well, according to the fan, there was no racial slur. He just called Smart a piece of crap. And there is courtside audio where you can hear someone say piece of crap and you can't.
Even if he called him the worst pejorative in the world, you can't hit the fan. You can't. That's been going on. Fans have been yelling things like that at players for years and a lot worse. You can't do that. I'm sorry. I don't care what they call them. He can't do that.
Right. So if you would let me finish, what I was going to say was there are 2 issues at hand here. One is, what did this fan do, and is that appropriate? The other is, regardless of what the fan did, what Marcus Smart did, it just can't be appropriate. And even if I believed that the fan had used the most vicious and horrible of racial slurs, which, again, there is courtside audio that supports the fan's statement, which is that he just called Marcus Smart a piece of crap. And I think we can agree that if he did simply call Marcus Smart a piece of crap, then Marcus Smart's reaction was incredibly extreme.
Because
I got to believe he's been called worse than piece of crap in his life. As
by,
you said,
by better people than that guy, yeah.
Yeah, he probably has been called racial slurs by members of crowds in various places. So, that's a whole separate issue, though, because as you say, they're just, no matter what happens, and it's is it fair? I don't know. Is it a double standard?
Sure.
Yes, certainly. But I think it's an appropriate and necessary double standard, because what you cannot have under any circumstances is a player in any sport, an athlete of any kind, involving themselves in an intentional physical altercation.
You can't have Ron Artest. You can't have Ron.
Exactly.
You can't have Ty Cobb.
Ron Artest is the perfect example of why, but there are plenty of other situations where that sort of thing might happen, and it is never okay or acceptable. And I would say, not just because of Ron Artest, but because of the nature of basketball and the fact that the fans are right on top of the floor. The space is so shared between spectators and players. It's that much more important in basketball that the philosophical line between players and fans be there and be concrete. Let's say, for the sake of argument, that this guy did use a racial slur towards Marcus Smart. That guy deserves to be pushed and worse.
Sure.
But not by Marcus Smart.
Of course not.
Not at that moment.
No.
So I hate to put it that way, but no matter what that guy said,
it doesn't. He's safe. Let's put it that way. He's supposed to feel safe in his seat no matter what he says.
He has to feel safe. And if he's going to say things that are objectionable, he should be held to other standards and suffer other.
Yeah, let the person sit next to him kick his ass,
or whatever. You know, yeah. Let Marcus Smart, and I know we can't, but let Marcus Smart find him after the game,
sure,
and ask him to say that to his face.
Sure.
You know, which I'm sure he wouldn't. It's just there's really no defending someone saying anything nasty, but particularly something racial or personal to a teenage kid who's playing a sport. But those people are out there, and because of the nature of sports, because of the nature of spectators in sports, we have to count on our athletes to be the bigger man,
right, of
course, to be the bigger person, to never, ever, under any circumstances, allow themselves to take physical action.
Well, you know, there are other there are college athletes. I think of Dan Heron, some of the stuff he had to listen to when he was playing for Fresno State, and he didn't go into the stands. I have to think, you think about some of the things that you heard.
Hi, Dan Heron. What happened there?
Oh, Dan Heron. Well, Dan Heron went to Boston College originally. Oh. Big time blue chipper out of Fall River, Massachusetts. Darren Heron was an alcoholic and a drug addict. Before he went, when he was at Fresno State, before he transferred to Fresno State, Jerry Tarkanian sought him out. He went into rehab, and he went to some games. And I've seen video and audio of it. Some of the grown adults, we're talking about people in their 50s, 40s, 50s, and 60s, were saying to this guy, I mean, saying to this kid, the 19-year-old kid who has a disease. This is not
And
a
you
kid.
Know what? Ultimately, it's just sad for those people,
right,
but you hate that kids have to deal with this crap.
Right. And Dan Heron, who heard a lot worse than you're a piece of S-bomb, Dan Heron never went into the stands after anybody. There are people I know you heard a lot worse than Marcus Smart heard and did not go into the stands. So, you know, for him to get up there and say, "Well, he called me a racial epithet."
Well, he didn't.
Even if he did, you're supposed to walk away.
No. But I'm saying Marcus Smart didn't do that. He didn't defend himself. That's what he told his team. That's what he told his coaches.
That's
after
not
the
an
game.
Excuse. That's not an excuse.
No, but he didn't. I'm not. That's my point. Marcus Smart did something wrong. He's handled it the right way in the aftermath. He took responsibility. He apologized to everybody involved, and I can respect that. You know, people make mistakes, but he didn't. He wasn't using that as an excuse. That's just part of what was reported. That's all I'm saying. But it doesn't. It doesn't appear that he did. It appears that Marcus Smart misheard him anyway. And again, none of that really matters to the simple fact that you're not.
Doesn't matter
as an athlete. You have to hold yourself to a higher standard because that's how you're going to be looked at by the public.
Yeah, short of, I have a gun and I'm going to shoot you right now, you really walk away.
Yeah, there's really no moment at which it's okay to get involved with a fan in a physical way. So, anyway, that's the Marcus Smart situation. We've got that and Michael Sam to deal with, plus, you know, normal sports stuff. Basketball is headed for the All-Star game next weekend. We've got pitchers and catchers reporting in baseball. Much to do.
And Christian,
right,
you're in Galveston County, Texas. Sit tight for the break.
Of course, your phone calls 1-800-878-7529. And of course, on Twitter at the Kolsky, the KOLSKY. It is Sports Overnight on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and Sirius XM Channel 92.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
In 2000, the U.S. national debt was $5.6 trillion, and gold was $272 an ounce. By 2010, the U.S. debt was $13.5 trillion. Gold had risen to $1,421. Today, our government is projecting over $20 trillion of debt in the year 2016. Isn't it time you own gold? You can't control federal spending, but you can control where you put your investment dollars. Goldline has safely delivered billions of dollars in gold to its clients for over 50 years. Diversifying with gold is a smart strategy. Call Goldline today to receive your free investor kit. 800-319-9027. Ask them about payment options and read their important risk information to see if buying gold is right for you. Use your credit card for safety and convenience. Don't wait. Call Goldline today. 800-319-9027. 800-319-9027.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
What the f*** does that mean? Has everyone gone f***ing nuts? What the f*** happened to that guy's head?
We are back on Sports Overnight America, damn Sunday Skippy. Night edition.
Damn Skippy.
At the Kolsky, K-O-L-S-K-Y, on Twitter. Any of you out there in Sirius XM land, we have yet to hear from you this evening.
By the way, if you are, and we get a lot of truckers to listen to us, but they can't really call because basically everything east of the Rockies, it sucks right now if you're driving. Be careful.
Well, they definitely shouldn't tweet. You don't want to be messing around on your cell phone.
I know, if you're on like I-80 right now, heading anywhere from like Chicago to the Fort, the George Washington Bridge, be careful.
Good God, it's a mess out there. It's even started raining here in San Francisco. Where,
well, no, here's the thing. This is Winter Storm Orion that we're getting right now. This last 4 days, this is all Ryan. Heading back. This is all heading east and all turning to snow for everybody.
Enjoy.
Nice. We're at 60 degrees. Nice talking to you.
Yeah, it's wet, though, if that's any consolation.
Oh, I loved it, though. The trees, oh, they needed it so badly.
Someone was telling me they saw written in chalk on the pavement at Dolores Park the other day, a note that said, like, dear Snowden friends on the East Coast, if it's any consolation, the park is overcrowded. And we're running out of ice cream.
Yeah, that's us. I put stuff like that on Facebook all the time. They'll say, oh, it's snowing again. I'm like, what's snow? And it's like, shut the F up, Burke.
Well, you're used to that. People are telling you to do that all the time.
Yeah, I know. It's good to be Jerry, though.
All right, let's go to the phone lines. 1-800-878-7529. Christian in Galveston, Texas. What's up, man?
Nothing much, Mr. Kolsky. And hello, Jerry Burke.
Hey, Taco Bell, what's up?
What's that? Man, what's that? You got a new nickname for Christian? You're calling him Taco Bell now?
Something to do. What's going on?
Right, go ahead, Christian.
I'm supposed to be the intellectual part of the program, but normally
same
on weeknights.
Really.
But
go ahead, still, Christian.
I got a couple of things to get off my chest real quick because I know y'all next commercial break is in like.
Quit
time minutes.
In the commercial break.
Christian,
just,
Christian,
just
Christian.
Tell me what
Christian,
you want.
I'm the producer of the show. I keep time. Just do. God. Just go ahead.
And he doesn't even do it very well.
Thank you.
So don't
you.
Bother.
I don't pay attention to it. I'm supposed to. Go ahead, yeah. Christian.
Well, I've been calling this show way too many times for me
I know,
to know.
We know you have. So just
times
just,
I was on a break. But
let's talk sports. Let's talk sports. Chest. Okay, go.
First of all, when it comes down to the Olympics, Mr. Kolsky,
don't
what
care.
What are
go
the
ahead.
Events you are most likely and least likely looking forward to?
The event,
the
I'm
closing
most,
ceremonies.
the event I'm most likely to watch is all and none. The event I'm least likely to watch is all and none. And as far as whether I'm excited or unexcited or happy or sad, I am right in the middle of all of them.
I'm just rooting for Czechoslovakia.
I could not care less about the Winter Olympics.
I used to love the Winter Olympics, and I used to root for Czechoslovakia and Valeria because I used to love the ski jumping, and I loved the hockey. I like curling. Believe it or not, I've actually curled before, and I like curling.
But now
it's NBC, and everyone's got this heartwarming story. It's basically, this is an infomercial for NBC. NBC has ruined the Olympics. Go Czechoslovakia. Go Finland.
I don't even have strong enough feelings about it to say things like what Jerry is saying. At some point I'll turn it on, or it'll be on, and I'll catch it, and it'll be, you know, if it's snowboarding or skiing, it'll probably be mildly entertaining, or hockey maybe. If it's ski jump or figure skating, I'll want to poke my eyes out.
Well, you know, here's the part of the problem.
But generally speaking, I just have no feeling. I wish
I could be like you about this. What bothers me is we have these American journalists, NBC, where if we don't win the gold medal, it's because of some communist conspiracy or because the stars came lined up. Here's a newsflash for you. And not in every event are we the best in the world. I'm sorry. It doesn't work that way. As a matter of fact, we're not even the best country in the world, for Christ's sake. But yet NBC would like to provocate. But NBC wants to make sure everyone, and it drives me insane. That's why I root for like these countries that have like Finland. I root for Finland because they got cool unis. But it just drives me insane what NBC has done to the.
You know
Olympics.
What Finland's got? Finland's got a lot of goalies, with great names.
Their women are good looking too. The Finnish women, oh god,
are they?
Oh, Scandinavian women, oh my god.
I like the Brazilian women. How many are there Brazilian women at the? Do they go to the Winter Games?
No, but I sure as hell would like to see them in that deal with the Winter Games, wouldn't you?
You know where we're going to see plenty of the Brazilian women is the Copa.
World Cup,
yeah.
But the Copa del World, whatever you call it.
I've just got this whole Brazilian
Rio,
thing on
baby.
My mind right now.
Rio.
Okay.
Hold on. I got a visual here. Hang on. Okay,
Christian,
go ahead, Christian.
Jerry's busy with his visuals. Go ahead.
Okay, one more question I got to get off my chest before y'all head to y'all next.
Christian, you don't have to tell us how much time we have left. We know. Talk. Okay. God, it's annoying.
Okay, but I'm just trying to make your job a little bit more easier,
Christian, if I need you to hurry up or to slow down, I will tell you. You don't need to predicate every damn sentence with it.
Now you know how it feels co-hosting with you, Jerry.
Damn it. Anyways, what are your thoughts about Damian Lillard saying that he wants to compete in the rookie shootout?
Yeah, he's doing everything.
The majority of NBA All-Star Saturday night this upcoming
He's in all of them. He's
Good,
in all the
all
events.
Them. Good for him.
I love it. Yeah, I mean, I hope it doesn't tire the kid out too much, but my general feeling is he's, what, 21, 22 years old? He's got energy to spare. I find it hard to believe. You know, people talk about the home run contest, taking guys out of their game. The difference with that is you use a different swing for the home run contest, so you sort of lose the feel of your swing. The dunk contest is just jumping a bunch. Maybe he'll be a little tired that weekend, a little more tired than he'd be. It's a few days of rest he's not getting, I guess. But in the long haul, I don't see how a few extra days of activity, you know, and generally speaking, not super intense activity in February is going to affect him come May in the playoffs. So more power to him. I think it's great.
That's only if Blazers go to the playoffs, man. Come on.
Oh. Come on, Christian. They're obviously going to the playoffs. I don't know how far they're going to go, but they're obviously going.
Well, all I got to say is when it comes down to Damian Lillard, He better learn how to train, how to get his stamina up, because
he's 21, Christian. Christian, he's 21 years old.
Yeah, I wouldn't be too worried about it, honestly. I mean, he's... Yeah,
he's not digging ditches. He's 21.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can understand that. I mean...
No, obviously you can't.
You don't see me busting my ass for 3 straight days.
Well, maybe that's your problem, Christian. Maybe you need to work harder.
Christian, this is a professional athlete. If he can't do this at age 21, then he'll sleep for a night, pop some Advil, and be ready for the next day, then oh, God, Christian, you're irritating.
Jerry's
and
being very rude right now.
The intellectual portion of the program, damn it.
Yeah, he's look, Christian, it's a valid question. It's a question a lot of people are asking. I would never treat you the way Jerry does, but I just wouldn't worry about it too much. I mean, again, I don't know what a little extra activity on a weekend in the middle of February has to do with his performance down the stretch in the playoffs, whatever. So, look, if Damian Lillard runs out of gas in the final month of the season in a dramatic way,
it's
obviously we're going to be talking about
this
again. Well, we're going to talk about it again, but I don't look at this as a major problem. I really don't.
I can understand that. And I hope that Damian Lillard does have enough gas left in the tank to lead the Blazers to a playoff push.
They're in the playoffs. I wouldn't worry about that,
Chris.
Let me ask you this, Christian.
Yeah, I got about a minute left, Christian. Go ahead.
I got a question for you. Did you watch the Uriah Faber, what's-his-face fight? And in Burrell.
In Burrell fight?
Yeah.
I didn't watch it, but I heard about it.
You didn't watch it. Okay, because I was going to ask you what you thought of the stoppage. I thought it was a little bit of an early stoppage by Herb Dean. I know he has everybody's best interest in mind. I thought he stopped it a little early.
Yeah, but I think it's stupid that him and Burrell's going around saying he's the undisputed champion, knowing he never, ever fought Dominic the Dominator Cruz because of Cruz's injuries. But
well,
I think that match will probably come in due time. Listen,
exactly.
I got to go. Hope y'all have a good rest of the show.
Take it easy,
Christian. He's right. The Dominic Cruz is getting healthy.
Look,
fingers crossed.
Ken Norton never won a title fight, but he was heavyweight champion.
Yeah, well, Edin Burrell's going to get his title fight, I think. Hopefully Dominic Cruz will get healthy, and we'll see that fight, because that would be very good. It would be a very good fight. UFC's been cranking up, man. I'm getting into it more and more lately,
Jerry.
I still can't
get into it, man. As long as the bars stay open until 2 o'clock, I just can't get into MMA.
We might... I see how that goes.
Yeah, well.
We might have to just find a bar with a fight.
We could do that.
Coming up, you and me. I'll get you out there. I think you could appreciate it. I didn't love it at first, but... You start to figure out.
I hear a lot of good-looking babes go to them.
Just like appreciating boxing, you start to learn a little bit about it. You start to appreciate some of the technique. It starts to become more interesting.
Sports Overnight America is here on XM Channel 92.
Congrats to Russell Wilson and the Seattle Seahawks on winning the 48th big game. Steiner Sports has your ticket to 100% authentic Seattle Seahawks memorabilia and collectibles. Commemorate the 12th man's incredible season by visiting SteinerSports.com today to view the entire Seattle Seahawks collection. For a limited time only, enter promo code Seahawks15 at checkout to save 15% on your entire purchase. Remember, the site to visit is www.SteinerSports.com.
Attention, if you've had hip replacement surgery and suffered any complications, you need to listen to this important legal alert. Major manufacturers have made billions of dollars available to award legal claims for defective hip implants. Thousands of these defective hip implants have been recalled by various manufacturers. If you've had hip surgery and suffered complications, you may be entitled to receive significant compensation to help you deal with your complications. You may be eligible to receive money to help with medical expenses, lost wages, and pain and suffering. Protect yourself by hiring an experienced trial attorney. Our partner law firms are experts in hip replacement surgery lawsuits. Find out now if you're eligible to receive any of the $2.5 billion hip settlement fund. Call now for free information. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. That's 800-296-1360.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
So you're into fantasy sports. Time for you to up your game at StarFantasyLeagues.com, where you can play fantasy sports like football, basketball, hockey, and baseball and earn cold hard cash every single day. It's legal, it's brand new, and it's awesome. At StarFantasyLeagues.com, you can play your favorite fantasy sport for real money against real people, or even play the Star Fantasy Leagues free tournaments for your chance to win something for nothing. Put your money where your mouth is. Prove your expertise. Get your game on today at StarFantasyLeagues.com.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
I want you to get up right now and go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell, "I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!"
We are back on Sports Overnight America. What, are you trying to send me subliminal messages, Jerry?
No, I just really dig Peter Finch.
Yeah, Network.
Great movie.
Great movie.
That's what, you know what? My hero in life? Not Howard Beale. I mean, Howard Beale was cool. Paddy Chayefsky. Think how cool this dude is. He's the only person ever to win the Academy Award 3 times for original screenplay. That's a creative son of a bitch that can do that.
What are the other ones?
Yeah, The Hospital in 1970 and Marty in 1955.
Those are weak.
Yeah. If I'm mistaken, Marty won the Academy Award, too, and so did Ernest Borgnine for it.
Yeah, it's no Network.
Oh, The Hospital was in the same ilk as Network.
It's no Network, Jerry.
Of course it's not. The UBN, I mean, The Network is one of those movies that was made in 75, released in 76, but you watch it now, it's as relevant now as it was back in 1976. It was considered far-fetched. Now it's not.
Yeah. Yeah, but great movie.
Plus you get to see Faye Dunaway's rack in it, which is pretty hot.
Hey, no. She's an attractive lady. Yeah.
And Tim Robbins was in that. People tend to forget.
Yeah, a young Tim Robbins.
He didn't say a word in it, but yeah, Tim Robbins.
A gangly young.
Yeah,
Tim
he
Robbins.
Ended up. He killed somebody, and he was a bad guy. And I'm trying to think, what's his name? The guy who played the district attorney in My Cousin Vinny was in that. Conchita Farrell, who was in 2 and a Half Men, was on that movie. I'm trying to think who
the
was.
Show?
Yeah. Conchita Farrell. She was in Network.
Yeah, I don't know who. I don't watch that show.
Conchita Farrell. Did you ever see Mr. Deeds with Adam Sandler?
Of course.
The heavyset woman who got into the fight with Winona Ryder. Said, "I'll kick your ass."
Oh yeah. Okay.
That's Conchita Farrell.
Oh sure, I know her.
Okay.
She's in a lot of Adam Sandler stuff.
Yeah, Conchita Farrell. She's a character actor. She's been around since the '70s at least. Yeah. That's some excellent Network knowledge right there.
That is excellent Network knowledge. I expected nothing less from you.
That's one of my favorite movies. That and Harold.
I mean,
you've
got to know something, Jerry. At a certain point, your brain is bound to retain something, and as we know, your brain retains only the most random and useless information. So
that's what happens when you're really bright. You can pick and choose what you want to learn. That was a good one, Ellie. I have to write that one down. That was pretty good.
Man, that worked on a lot of levels.
Hey, guess what's going on here soon, boys and girls?
What?
Baseball season.
And baseball?
I could not be happier.
Ah, you know, screw the Red Sox is all I
no,
have to
no,
say.
No, 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 no.
Before baseball season starts, I got to take you and Townsend out to lunch for that stupid bet.
Yeah. If those of you who don't know, during Sports Overnight America.
No. We've talked about it enough.
You lost.
I lost a bet. It was a stupid bet. I should never have gotten involved, and I owe some people some lunches.
You said the Boston Red Sox were going to have the worst record in baseball.
I did not say that.
They won the freaking World Series.
Jerry, I did not say that. You're misrepresenting it, and this is why I didn't want to talk about it. I never said that. I never bet that.
That was the bet.
That was not the bet.
You bet who was going to have the worst record. You bet who was going to have the worst record in Major League Baseball.
Jerry, was I allowed to pick the 10 worst teams in baseball?
No, Houston was off the Houston was off the mark. You could not take Houston. That wasn't allowed.
But Jerry, I picked last out of 10 people.
You couldn't take the Mets? You couldn't take Philadelphia?
You couldn't take Milwaukee? Jerry, I will walk out of here right now.
Oh, fine.
I never had a chance to take about the 10 worst teams in baseball. I'm not saying I didn't screw up. I lost the bet.
You went back and forth on Philadelphia and Boston for almost half an hour.
And storm out. Jerry, I swear to God, man.
You could have said the White Sox.
The Red Sox were going to be the worst team in baseball. I believe the White Sox were taken, as a matter of fact.
No, the White Sox weren't. The Twins were taken. The White Sox were not.
The White Sox stink, and but it's too miserable to pick your own team.
My point is this. Baseball season's coming around, and believe it or not, I am stoked for Oakland A's baseball this year.
Yeah.
That's going to be a damn good team.
It's interesting, man. It's a team without a ton of star power, and if you look at all the power rankings, they're top 10 by almost anybody's standards.
Yep. Let's put it this way. If the A's are not in the ALCS this year, if I'm an A's fan, I'm pissed. Not disappointed. I'm pissed. Because let's be honest, truth be told, you should have been in the ALCS last year. You were a better team than Detroit. You were.
Well,
and they would have given Boston a better series. I think Oakland was a better – did Detroit have better players? Yes. I think Oakland was a better team. They didn't pull through. They were young. If the Oakland A's don't make it to the ALCS this year, if I'm an A's fan and – I mean, I'm a Red Sox fan, but I kind of
disagree with that take, Jerry. I would say it came down to pitching, and Detroit had the better staff last year.
Maybe
he's lost that series fair and square. I disagree with your characterization.
Okay, if you disagree with that, that's fine. But I'm just saying, this year they have to get to the ALCS, or this season's a bust.
that's a tall order, but they're capable. They're capable. Yeah. I'll give them that. Yep. I wanted to get into a little basketball.
All right,
today
go ahead. I'm saying it right now. The Red Sox are the defending World Series champions. I just wanted everyone to know that. God. What were you want to talk about with hoops?
I'm choke you out. God. So, a couple of things in the basketball world.
Beat St. Louis 4-2, as a matter of fact. Anyway, go ahead.
It hurts so much. I don't know if you knew this, Jerry, but today Chris Paul made his return to the Los Angeles Clippers.
I did know that. Not a moment too soon. That was a team that was slipping slowly.
Not at all. As a matter of fact, they're 7-3 in their last 10 games.
I know, it's teasing.
They have been playing rather well.
Did you hear the reports coming out of Los Angeles from Ramona, we had her on the show. I can't remember her name now.
Ramona Shelburne. A wonderful lady.
We've had her on the show, and she is. She's a former ball player at Stanford. Evidently, her and a couple other agencies, I guess, for want of a better phrase, are making loud noise about it. I guess LeBron's contract's up in July. Not as up. He can opt out in July. And there's some talk about this straight up. Maybe a little bit more from the Clippers going a little east, but this whole thing with LeBron for Blake Griffin. You see anything there? And the Blake Griffin, he still has 3 years left on a contract, I believe. So
right.
2 years.
Here's what I see. I see that we need something to talk about, and I see that it is true. LeBron has the ability to opt out,
but
I guess what I would say to you is the only way Miami or anybody would ever consider trading LeBron James under any circumstances is if he was absolutely 100% going to leave and this was just the only way you could get something in exchange. So, you know, simply put, the only way LeBron leaves is if he really wants to go. And I don't know if he does. There are reasons to leave. I don't think the Heat...
Boredom?
No, I mean, I think Dwayne Wade, the degradation of Dwayne Wade is a real thing, and I think it affects the Heat's future.
Oh, my God, I might not be able to win it by myself. I may have to go somewhere else. Yeah, I could see LeBron doing that.
That's not people act like that's somehow not, that's like a
He suffers from Phil Jackson syndrome. If it's not good to begin with, I don't want to go there.
I would say, I would say he, what he suffers most from is that jerks and morons want to find reasons to criticize him instead of finding reasons to celebrate arguably the greatest athlete the NBA has ever seen and one of the top five players of all time. I don't understand it. I never have, and I never will. The legion of haters for a guy who has been literally everything we wanted him to be and more, and I don't even want to get into that. So screw all of that. More power to LeBron.
You're so easy.
He wants to go. No, I'm not. You know what? It's not easy. He's the best player in the league. He's been the best athlete on the planet, the best NBA player on the planet for 5 or 8 years. And all anyone wants to do is whine about whether he's cherry picking the situation.
Yes,
well,
that's what
cares?
He's doing. And that sucks
who
if
cares?
He's doing that. I do.
So
I
want to
see. I want to see him go. I want to see him go somewhere that needs help and fix it. That's what I want to see. I want to see Phil Jackson go to Sacramento and coach them to an NBA title. I want to see LeBron go to play for the Pelicans and take them to a title. I want to see. I don't want to see him pick. Oh, I can't go there because we might lose 20 games. Yeah, really.
Stupid. It's stupid.
Why? Some people like challenges. He doesn't like challenges.
You can't win if you don't have talent.
No, but you could take the challenge and try to build something. No, he would rather walk into a situation than build something.
Shut up for a second.
What, I'm wrong?
Jackson, yes, you're wrong. Bold. Phil Jackson can't win an NBA title in Sacramento because Sacramento stinks.
Because he can't. He can't. Unless he's a Michael Jordan, Kobe, or Shaq, he can't win. He knows it.
Yes, you're right. Because he's a smart individual and because no one can.
That's a coward.
You don't win without talent.
You build something. You go somewhere and build it.
No, Jerry.
Why not?
Because that's not what coaches do. This is dumb stuff, and I'm ashamed that you're talking this way. Coaches have nothing to do with that.
You have 4 minutes. What did you want to talk about? Go ahead.
Phil
Jackson. You're wrong, but go ahead.
Phil Jackson doesn't build rosters. LeBron James doesn't build rosters. Nothing could be more clear than that. When you watched him in Cleveland, he gave them every opportunity to give him even the slightest bit of help. The most pathetic attempt at a number two to play with him. And he got Larry Hughes. And he got Danielle Marshall.
The great Danielle
Marshall.
And he got
Delonte West. He is not doing anything irresponsible or inappropriate or the least bit out bad in any way by leaving a place that consistently failed to give him the support he needed to win. End of story. And there's no reason, if Phil Jackson can get a job where there are talented players, why would he take a job where there are crappy players?
Sacramento is a bad example. It's a bad example. Bad example. Okay, but Sacramento. But
quiet,
I tell you,
Jerry.
No, I'm not going to be quiet because all right, go ahead, fine. So Phil Jackson would not take any job unless the team he took, he would not go to coach any team that did not have a 1-3 shot of winning the NBA title that year. He would never, in a million years, not in a thousand years, would he take the job in with the Clippers or would he take a job with?
Disagree.
He wouldn't. I bet he wouldn't.
He's a 75-year-old man now. If this Clippers roster had been available to Phil Jackson 10 years ago, you can damn well bet he'd have taken that job. Jerry, when he took the Bulls job, the Bulls couldn't win the big one. When he took the Lakers job, Shaq couldn't win the big one. Kobe was just a kid. There were no guarantees. Phil Jackson coached those teams to titles, and to suggest that somehow he would have been more respectable or a better coach if he had gone to somewhere where the players were crappy is just dumb. It's the same kind of idiot thinking that leads people to say Eli Manning's better than Peyton because he has more Super Bowls.
That I don't buy.
It's the same stupid nonsense. The facts are the facts. Phil Jackson is one of the best championship level coaches in the history of sports. He's one of the best at getting the most out of the best players, and he did it consistently and repeatedly.
With the best player in the league in a watered down league. You got the minute and a half left.
God. I'm
right. In a watered down league with the best player in the world. I could have coached that Bulls team that
won.
I could have coached that Bulls team to 3 titles myself.
See, this is exactly
Michael,
the kind
here,
of stupidity.
Get the ball from Scotty, put it in the hole. There you go.
You're right, Jerry. you're right. There was nothing creative or innovative about the way the Bulls were coached. It's not like they had a brand new offensive system that no one was able to run beforehand and no one's ever been able to run since that wasn't coached by Phil Jackson and Tex Winters. It's not like they played better defense than any other team in the NBA throughout those six championship runs. It's not as though he had to make psychopaths like Dennis Rodman fit into the team. It's not as though Michael Jordan was one of the toughest players to coach in the history of sports. You're right. Phil Jackson didn't do anything special.
He did.
You could coach that team.
Yes.
You're an idiot. You're an idiot.
I could have.
You're a complete friggin' idiot.
Like he's the Barry Switzer of the NBA is what he is. He's the Barry Switzer of the NBA.
Then why didn't Doug Collins win titles?
Because they didn't like Collins.
That's ridiculous. Collins is one of Michael Jordan's favorite people.
Say goodnight, Gracie.
Michael Jordan came out of retirement and handpicked Phil Collins to be his coach. Phil Collins, that would be funny. Doug Collins to be his coach. Studio. We'll come back and wrap this hour. You're an idiot, Jerry.
So are you.
Good night, America.
Go Red Sox.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds. It's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now. 800-631-9229.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings. Savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
People say all kind of things to me, but mostly they just say,
yeah, take it, yeah.
Stop, no one should say that to anyone.
You know what we used to say about girls like that where I grew up?
What?
Yippee.
I thought maybe that was directed at me. Speaking of girls, Julia Mancuso.
Mancuso, yes.
Has just taken the lead in the women's downhill super combined alpine skiing event at the Olympics. So for those of you who care, which does not include me, she is apparently cruising for a gold medal.
But she's not.
As I understand it, her lead is rather large.
Well, she's not going to be sitting in the studio next week with me, so I don't care.
Well, she's a great American, Jerry.
There's no such thing.
Julia Mancuso in the lead.
Oh, she'll be America's newest sweetheart. She'll be on a Wheaties box.
Well, I don't know. Have you seen Jamie Anderson?
I don't care.
Jamie Anderson already won the slope style in the snowboard. See, I was the one who wasn't supposed to care about the Olympics, Jerry. You lied.
I don't.
You
it's not that I don't care. Interest. I just want to see hockey, and I want to see someone fall off on the ski jump. That's what I want to see.
That's a horrible desire. That'll do it for the hour. We'll just leave people. Now people know I'm right and you're wrong because you're a horrible person.
I never said, look, did I ever say I was a good guy?
Horrible person. That's Jerry Burke. I'm Matt Kolsky.
Go Red Sox.
News is next. You are listening to Sports Overnight America on Sports Byline and SiriusXM Channel 92.
Very good. Say goodnight, Gracie.
Goodnight, Gracie.